Hey, hi, hello. It is Leslie Vivian with the hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe Show. And today we're going to talk about 5 steps to launching your business. Okay. So if you are brand spanking new and you're launching and you're ready to get started, I have 5 steps for you to go do right away to really kickstart your business and get it going. Okay. So if you guys will just follow along here, take your notes, whatever. The first thing I want you to do is to get a new profile photo, okay? Okay, because listen, if you got a picture of a cat on there, like, I'm sorry, I don't want to break your heart, but like, listen, you're not a cat, sweetheart. You're not. People need to see you, your beautiful face, your handsome face, whatever, your smile, you. It's all about being you, okay? So we want you to change it up, and I want you to not be fake. I want you to, like, you don't have to be full-blown makeup and glamorous if that's not your life, if that's not your thing. If you are full-blown and, like, glamorous, you like all the makeup, then go get your makeup done. Whatever makes you feel good and confident and happy with yourself and what you are just got good energy with, okay? So, like, you be you, your style, your smile, you, okay? So, and the best tips I have for you to take that photo is to use natural lighting, okay? So, prop your phone up in front of a window or somewhere, or take it outside with good lighting, but you want really good natural lighting. In front of a window is literally the best, like, almost every single time. I'm just saying, like, I've done photography 11 years. I might know a little something, something. All right. So just use that natural light. Okay. Then I want you to utilize 2 tools on your thing. So, actually it's 1 tool. The other one automatically usually applies, at least for iPhone. I'm not throwing shade here, but if you ain't got an iPhone, like, I can't really help you. I'm going to assume it bursts too on Androids and stuff. I don't know for sure. All right. But we're going to utilize a timer. Okay. So I know on my phone, I can set it for 3 seconds or 10 seconds. Use whichever one works best for you, but you're going to prop it up and utilize that timer with that natural light. Okay. The next thing I need you to do is I need you to smile, okay? Like, smile, y'all. People want to see you, your energy. They want to see you loving life. If you are up in here, RBF, looking hateful, just hateful, like, y'all know. I don't even gotta say as fuck. Like, y'all know. Just don't be looking hateful. If you come across a page and this person looks like they hate their life, like, do you really click that add friend button? Or when you come across someone and they look high energy, happy, vibrant, like, they love life and they're fun, like, those are the people you want to be friends with. And that's who you need to share with the other people, okay? So, smile. The best way I have to do that is to go click that timer button, wait till it gets to the one. When it hits that one, just start laughing. Like, be ridiculous, laugh, whatever. Or, like, if you got kids, the funnest thing ever is, like, I will tell my kids to, like, just be silly. And they will make me crack up, and it's the best thing ever. I'll get the best laughs. I'll go through. It'll burst through. I know on iPhones it does a 10-photo burst. And I'll pick whichever one I like, and I will use it. But you want to have that good energy, that happy, and you want your page to be welcoming, and you want it to be you, okay? So that is number 1. All right. Number 2 is you need to make that profile public. Okay. So this is probably, like, the most thing I hear controversy, but, like, listen, people are creepy everywhere. Okay. Like, you walk into Walmart, there's creepy people. You walk into Costco, there's creepy people. You walk into the mall, there's creepy people. You go out to eat dinner, there's going to be a creepy person. Creepy people are everywhere, all right? So, like, stop being afraid of having your profile public, okay? Because, and honestly, it's the internet. Nothing is private. I don't care if you set your thing up to private. I bet you I could get in there and get that information if I wanted to, all right? So stop thinking that you have to be scared of that, all right? And plus, because, like, listen, I say and listen a lot. I apologize. I'm working on it, guys. I realize I do it, and I am so self-aware, but anyways. Okay, so back to, like, the creepy people and being private and stuff online, like,
nothing's ever private anyways. And then so if it is something you're wanting to have private, it just shouldn't be online to begin with. So having a public profile shouldn't be intimidating or scary in any way, because if you don't want it being seen by the world, then it shouldn't be on the internet. That's all there is to that. Yeah. Okay, so that is number two, public profile. All right, and the third one I have for you guys is to share your story. Okay, I see people struggle so much because they just don't think their story is good enough. Okay, they don't think they have some story that's heartbreaking enough, or they didn't do no rags to riches, or whatever it is. They didn't go from homeless to a powerful leader. They didn't go from nothing to something, or like, you get the point. One second, I'm gonna take a drink real quick here. So I need you to listen, because guys, your story is powerful. So I'm going to use myself as an example here, okay? We weren't terrible off. We were living paycheck to paycheck, yes. We wanted to do more, yes. But, like, we were sufficient. We were getting, like, we were fine. We got by. So it wasn't, like, some big, huge financial thing. It wasn't some whatever. But how many other mom and dads out there do you think could relate to my story? And the fact that I started this business because I wanted to be able to put my daughter in dance classes. It seems like some minuscule thing to me. It seems like something that wouldn't be huge and so crazy impactful. But I guarantee there's a mama or a daddy or a grandma or somebody out there that wishes they could afford the extra money for dance classes or taekwondo or t-ball or some type of extracurricular activity for their child. That stuff gets expensive, y'all. When I started this, I needed $40 a month for dance classes for my kid. You can't tell me somebody out there can't relate to that. So your story is powerful, no matter how big or small you think it is, okay? There's somebody out there that needs to hear your story. So you need to be sharing it. You need to share how the business has changed your life. Even, you know what? One of the most powerful posts I ever had, I literally just talked about how I was able to tell my son yes to a juice at the gas station, okay? So there was a point in time where we penny pinched, okay? Like saying yes to 99 cent bug juices or the tum tums or whatever they're called at the gas station was a no, because we needed that 99 cents for gas. And so we were out somewhere, and yeah, have y'all seen like the juices that have the ridiculous toys on them? And they had like the big old tops, and they're literally like an ounce of juice, and the rest is like a toy instead of juice. It's completely ridiculous. Like that would have been a big no back then, okay? Like you couldn't even have the 99 cent juice that was all juice. Like you definitely weren't getting the $5 juice. It's barely juice. But I was able to say yes just because I wanted to give him that moment. That's one of the biggest, most relatable, like, moving posts I've ever done. So many people commented on it and interacted and just related to it, because they want to be able to say yes to the big, stupid, ridiculous juices when they want to. Okay, now, like, we don't get them all the time, but like, I'm gonna spoil my kids sometimes. It happens, and I want to be able to say yes when I want to say yes. Okay, so again, how has the business changed your life, big or small? And how has the product changed your life? Okay, so like for me, our product has brought me the fat loss, the energy, a better mood, all these things, right? And I talk about those the most. Like there's several benefits from it, but those are the ones I talk about the most because they help me. If you are in a makeup company, like, what kind of confidence have you gotten from being able to do your makeup? What, like, you know, What if you're in a skincare company? What confidence and what things has having better skin allowed you to do? Do you go out more? Are you not afraid to go out without makeup? Like, you know, there's something out there. Your story is never too small and it's always relatable to someone. So I'm going to give you a little tip on how to share your story, okay? So there's 3 steps here. Before, now, future, all right? Remember those. So before I started using, I'm going to use ketones here because that's what industry I'm in. So it's just the easiest for me to talk about for you guys so that you can have an example. So before ketones, I was an exhausted mama who did not play with her kids. I was extremely, extremely tired all the time. I was overweight. I didn't want to cook dinner and I just sat on the couch all day. Okay. Now that I've been drinking ketones, I've gone from a size 26 down to a size 14. I've gained confidence and I love running and get to going on hikes and adventures with my kids and being there for them and actually being a present mother. I'm most excited about our future and the fact that we get to go on rides at amusement parks now together and that I get to have the energy and the longevity in that energy and sustainability. And that I get to go and do the hikes and have fun and run around and play and take full trips to the zoo all day long without being completely wiped out and having to use a tram to get everywhere, okay? So that's just like a real quick before and now future. You can utilize that no matter what industry you are in, what product you use and that you are passionate about, okay? So like, use it. And you can use the same format for your business side. Before I started this industry, I was the no mom. We didn't get extra things. We didn't get the bug juices or the junk food at the gas station. We budgeted for our grocery trips. We had to plan a year in advance to save up for family vacations. Now we can pick up whenever we want and go on trips and do what we want, etc. Like, you guys get the point, okay? So your story is powerful no matter where it is. Start telling it now because people want to go along with your journey now and do it with you. They don't want to see you finish, like cross the finish line and then join you. People want to do it with you now. So start telling your story right now, okay? The 4th one for you guys is to be reaching out to people. Now listen, I don't mean cold message, Pamela Anderson, everyone, okay? But when you're making these posts, when you're telling your stories, when you are talking about the business and what it has done for you, the people that are liking and loving and commenting are your fans. They're your supporters. And a lot of times, they are very, very interested in what you are doing or joining you, but they're scared, okay? So I'm going to give you a really, really good script that you can use to approach these people, okay? And not only are you approaching them, but you are showing them love, support, gratitude, and they deserve that because one, even if they are just supporting you and they're not interested, like, you're going to need those supporters. They're the ones that are going to push you through on the hard days. Those are the people that love you and are going to stand behind you on your journey when you're having rough moments. And I think it's really, really important to let them know that you appreciate them, that you love their support, that you are so thankful to have them there beside you, cheering you on, okay? So here's how it goes, all right? Give me 1 second. All right, so here's how it goes, all right? So you're just going to be like, hey, Sally, thank you for loving on my before and better post. We're just going to use that because, again, that's the industry I'm in, but you can make it whatever your thing is about. Like, if you had a makeup live or before and better transformation for your makeup, whatever it is, you guys get the point. Are you interested in what I am doing, or were you just being an amazing cheerleader? Or you can say support system if you don't like cheerleader. Whatever, you get the point, make it yours. Either way, I see you and you are appreciated. Thank you so much for being along this journey with me. They're either going to come back and say, no, I'm just here for support, blah, blah, blah. And then you thank them because, Lord have mercy, we need those supporters and they need to know they're loved and appreciated. Or they're going to be like, yeah, actually, I really want to know what you've been doing, or I've really been interested in your skin stuff, or I've really been interested in your makeup. I've just been scared to say something, or I've been scared to approach you. Because listen, once you start having a social media presence, sometimes people tend to like think you're a celebrity. It's weird. Like, I have people that I've known forever that have been afraid to ask me about ketones because they think I'm some big rah-rah Rue person now. Like, nah, I'm still just me. Come at me. Let's chat. Let's hang out. Let's go have some drinks or something, okay? I'm still just me. All right, so reach out to them. Show them you're appreciated. And sometimes you never know who's sitting there stalking and afraid to say something. And then the very last one I have for you guys is going to go kind of two ways. So if you are listening to this and you are on Fearless Nation, my team itself, the last thing you are going to do is you're going to go to Betty the Bot and finish through the launch program. It's going to walk you through everything you need to do. Something I love about our team is that we have a very specific launch system that literally walks you through every single thing you need to do to launch your business. All right. So if you are not on Fearless Nation and on our team, this is what I want you to do, okay? So you've gotten your profile photo up, you've gotten your page public, you've posted your story, you've reached out to those people. I want you to reach out to your leader and mentor that you signed under and find out what your next step is, because every industry, every leader, every mentor, every team, every whatever does things differently. So reach out to them. Let them know you're excited. Tell them, I just did all these things. I'm so excited. I'm ready to launch. What is my next step? What would you suggest for me to do? Okay. So, and then they can mentor and lead you through what works best for you. Okay. So that is all I have for you guys. Those are your 5 tips to launching your business and getting it going. I'm so excited for you. I hope you just smash through and become just a bomb queen. I don't know, whatever. I don't know where I was going with that, but I hope you get to your goals and you hit your dreams and you all the things. I'm kind of just going on now. Anyways, if you got some value from this and the Hot Mess Express, that is the hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe Show, please screenshot this and drop it in your Instagram stories and tag me. It is at Leslie_Vivian_. So that is at Leslie_VivienNe_. So this is still a really brand new podcast, and I would love to see that someone out there is getting some sort of value from it. It is free 99. So please share and let anybody else know that could learn something from this podcast or any of these episodes. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I will catch you on the next one.